And I get, before we go to the break here, folks, I got to get something off my chest. You know, the game was the game, and the game was what it was. But I can't handle any more press criticism of Rex Grossman. They're writing his name W-R-E-C-K-S. They're just worst quarterback ever to play in the Super Bowl. And it's been like this since the Green Bay game. Actually, since the Arizona game, a little crescendo of it in the Green Bay game, last game of the season for the Bears. And it's just unrelenting. It's just they're focusing on this guy like they don't focus on anybody. And I tell you, I know what it is. The media, the sports media has got social concerns that they are first and foremost interested in, and they're dumping on this guy, Rex Grossman, for one reason, folks, and that's because he is a white quarterback.
But I also wanted to say that I appreciated the fact that you were having some compassion for Grossman. I sat there last night watching the game, and I felt sorry for him. He is a Hoosier, by the way. His grandfather played for the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah.
And he's a young guy. It's a team effort.
They're just all over this guy. They can't wait for this guy to fail. They are hoping he fails.
Yeah,
they're
that's
talking, talking about before the game, they're talking about this is the worst quarterback ever to play in a Super Bowl. And they're asking Lovie Smith all during the week, when are you going to bench the guy, Lovie? At what point in the game? And that's the only time Lovie Smith apparently lost his cool a little bit during the week with media sessions. You know what this is. The media. You know the social things. I don't need to go into this. They just want this guy not to do well because he's a white quarterback.
Even during the game last night, before they went on the air, they were all saying who they were going to pick and why and everything. And when they made their first run back with the score, then they started turning the tables on everything. It's like, now, wait a minute, I heard what you said before the game started. Now they're changing tunes because...
They were all acting surprised. Everybody's acting, whoa, Grossman can actually complete a pass. Why, nobody thought this would happen. Let's stop everything and give him the MVP now. He actually completed a pass. But he came through for him in the end. All those fumbles, the wounded duck interceptions. He gave them the copy they wanted to write today, all last week. They've been hoping to write that Grossman was an embarrassment and that Lovie Smith needs to seriously bring in somebody to compete with him next training camp. I feel for the guy. He's apparently bears up under it rather well. Or has borne up under it rather well, so his teammates say and so forth. But guy's been targeted for destruction.